Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 80, Walt Disney World Transportation Buses. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 80 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. It's another early morning, and I've got my Orioles mug of coffee and a laptop, and I'm ready to begin putting together our next memory. Sadly, my O's have been knocked out of the postseason, and so have the Nationals and Reds, so I really don't have much of a vested interest in what's left of the baseball postseason other than, you know, somebody just beat the Yankees. Of course, by the time this goes out, maybe Detroit will have completed my request, so here's hoping. In the meantime, let's talk about something that helps us escape from all of our troubles and worries, and that's vacationing at the best place in the world, Walt Disney World. Today's request is a different one. First off, it came from Facebook, and secondly, it's not a traditional attraction that you might think of. Grandpa. Today, we're going to take a ride on the Walt Disney World buses. So, Joey simply wrote on her Facebook page, I think you should do the buses. And immediately, Laura responded with a quick comment, I love the buses. I have the ride from the Magic Kingdom to the Wilderness Lodge almost memorized, which, now that I think about it, is kind of sad. Haha. As per usual, I tossed the idea out to the social media world and got a lot of responses back. Here are only three of my favorites. Chris wrote on Facebook, I love the buses. My wife has a fond memory of one driver working the Caribbean Beach Resort Loop. He had a thick island accent. Trinidad North. I wasn't there, but it still makes me smile. Trips later at night are great too, especially when you get a trainee and supervisor. Always friendly and a pleasure to chat with. Dennis wrote on Facebook, I remember one late night leaving Epcot heading back to the Wilderness Lodge. There were several cranky little ones on board. The driver who could have just drove us to the resort started singing Disney tunes, and within a few short minutes, crying turned into singing and laughter. I think we could have gotten into the record book as the world's largest traveling choir. Everyone was singing, and it was a perfect way to end the day. Everyone thanked the driver as we left the bus, saying how wonderful he was. And Susan wrote on Facebook, Christmas Day, returning to my resort, everyone was singing Christmas carols. Okay, I must add a quick nod to Frederick. He wrote a very funny story on the Facebook page, which you'll just have to go read. And feel free to share your favorite stories with us while you're there, too. Personally, I love the buses. I know, people complain about crowding, and yes, a rental car is easier, but there's just something much more relaxing about not having to drive, not having to worry about your keys, and not having to find your rental car at the end of the night. And oftentimes, as these stories have shown, the bus drivers will spread the magic just a little bit, making this an attraction unto itself. I guess we should get down to business here. Today we're going to take two trips, well, I guess really four, on the Walt Disney World buses. We'll start out on a memory from our free day at Walt Disney World. I tell you about a memory 37. We finished dinner at the Garden Grove, and we'll be taking the bus from the front of the Swan Hotel over to the Ticket and Transportation Center outside the Magic Kingdom. We'll join this memory just as we're loaded onto our bus and being whisked away. We'll then take the return trip back to the Swan Hotel. We've just finished a loop around the Magic Kingdom Monorail Resort, seeing all the Christmas holiday decorations. We'll again join in. As we're pulling away, we'll spot the fireworks from the Magic Kingdom over our shoulders, and we show Susie, who is two at the time, and she just loves them, and it makes for a very magical trip back to the hotel. Our second memory is from June, while I was on my conference in Orlando, that I talk about in memory 72, and I guess 73 and 74 as well. I was trying to use the system to my advantage and had the shuttle drop me off at the Magic Kingdom and took the bus from the Magic Kingdom to the Disney's Hollywood Studios. So we'll ride along as I'm heading over for my first visit to Star Wars Weekends. Then we'll catch the reverse trip back from the studios to the Magic Kingdom. Our memories today are in binaural, so put those headphones on now. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we travel around the Walt Disney World Resort on an often overlooked experience.
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. Go through. You want to go sit down there, Dad?
I'm okay.
Send her back. Oh, I'm sorry. You want to go sit with your mom? Looks like there's a spot right there next to her. Park's really crowded?
Don't know. We've been here all day.
You've been here all day?
We've been at ESPN Club ESPN.
Nice.
So, followed by dinner at the hotel.
Watching the Giants, I take it?
Yeah. There was no game there, so what happened? The Giants lost 41-9.
Who were they playing? Oh, my.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Well,
did they not play people?
No, they didn't. They had this quarterback called Eli Manning. He was Carolina's secret weapon.
Was he sitting on the bench or is he
No, like Andrew said, he should be, because he's a solid backup quarterback, if you ask me.
2 years ago, everybody couldn't stop singing his praises.
No, not this guy here.
I'm with you. I thought that was a fluke year.
I thought he was average at Ole Miss.
Yes.
Then Tampa Bay just speak the same.
I saw that.
Now all we need is for Washington to pull off something over Dallas, and it'd be a great night.
Who do you guys follow?
Washington. I'm from D.C.
So are we.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we're from Northern Virginia. We're from Vienna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Silver Spring. Maryland, D.C. side, so. Or at least I was originally. Now I'm Louisville, yeah. Kentucky, but.
Nice.
So all I hear about is Cincinnati and Indianapolis.
AFC.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
the other
squad.
Half.
We were with the squad.
Yeah. Oh, you're staying at the Grand Floridian?
Yeah.
It must be nice.
Yeah, it's real nice.
We're just resort hopping tonight, just kind of seeing what's out there, seeing all the decorations.
His hair would hurt people.
Let me sit then. I think that's it. Just toss it over top then. Over at the Polynesian in front, we're going to start. Yeah, but I understand they pump the sound into the Polynesian on their beach.
Oh, really?
So you might be able to listen to it as well as see the fireworks.
I was unaware.
He's one of those.
Have you taken this princess to the castle?
No, not yet.
Are they going to get better?
Well, we're here visiting her folks in Tampa, and so everybody came, and we figured we'll stay in the resorts this time, and then maybe when we come back in the spring and crowds are a little less. How old are you kids? How's a 3-year-old doing?
He doesn't like the characters.
Really? We just did the dinner there with Goofy and Pluto. Couldn't get enough of them.
Yeah. My daughter has, 5-year-old has lunch with the princess at the castle tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
But she's loving it.
Yes. I'm sure she's going to eat that up. I feel bad because that wheel is like swinging out there. Keep her awake on sugar.
See yourself in the mirror, in the glass.
Susie's had her fourth meltdown or something.
Yeah, okay.
Or everybody else is asleep while we're walking.
Yeah. Not till midnight like we
Hello,
used to.
Hello everyone, and welcome aboard the World
if we're
World
here,
Transportation System.
We're going to try and see the fireworks from like the Polynesian.
For your safety and the safety
what time
others,
is that?
10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock.
That's why I said, if we're here, that's about the only thing that we have. and remain she may be asleep. And in that case, we'll just ask that you refrain from eating, drinking, and smoking while on board the motorboat. And now we invite you to relax. With as excited as she got over the fireworks the other night, yeah. I'd like to try it again.
She couldn't get enough of them, so, you know, I don't know. Right? Another question is, how long would it take us to get out? We could just take a bus from the Polynesian, maybe. You don't want to get back on the monorail.
From the Polynesian, we can take a bus to Studios and then take the boat.
Please remain behind the yellow line while the bus is in motion.
Because otherwise we'll have to take the monorail back to the wherever this bus is and then wait in line with the other masses to take the bus back to the resort. Until midnight?
You said magic hours to 3.
Yes, but regular hours are at midnight.
So how many people leave after the fireworks?
Anyone who's got a kid that big. And how many people have a kid that big at the Magic Kingdom, honey? I'd say 60% would probably leave at 10 o'clock after the fireworks.
Yeah, so whichever way we can avoid it, that's going to be a lot of lighting or sitting, right?
Potentially. I think it would actually be lighter to do that.
So we could do what again?
Take a bus from the Polynesian to the Studios. And then take the boat from the Studios down the river to the Swan.
When does the I think a lot of people would have left.
I'd like to meet Mickey Mouse in person.
said this, the park, three of the four parks said that had to close at the gates. This is going to Epcot. Magic Kingdom. Actually, this is going from the one you've seen is going from Epcot to the Magic Kingdom.
Is this the one we're going to take?
When we take the loop, yes.
This is the Magic Kingdom loop, not Epcot. Are we going to take the Epcot?
We're going to take both of them, yeah. We'll take the Epcot one just to go see the lights and everything around it. Take the bus the monorail or the ferry boat across. He's gonna drop us at the front door.
Okay.
Then we'll just, in essence, leave the parks.
Get on to the monorail there.
People decorated their balcony. That's the new DVC resort here on the left. Can you see it? Okay.
There's the big Mickey ring lit up. That's pretty lit up.
not that either. Careful, Susie, don't bump too hard. Yeah, because they have a parking lot.
Huh?
They have a parking lot, if I'm not mistaken, that's like over here.
Only VIP customers.
What, three cookies? I'm sorry. Are you okay? Hey! We're here! Trace, go off. Mom?
I caught Dad's eye. He was getting off. In the back of the bus. He was getting off.
He was awake still, or did he go to sleep?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether he was awake when I looked at him and caught his eye. So
you wake him up?
I saw him look getting out, so he should be out. There he is.
So now we're going over the monorail now.
Yep. We're going to go up the monorail ramp behind us. But we don't have to collapse the strollers anymore. You gonna ride, Susie?
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, quick.
Take a ride. We're gonna go fast.
You're gonna go
fast?
We're gonna go see some pretty stuff.
No, we can take the stroller on the monorail, right?
Yes.
Although I'm sure we'll take it out of there.
Yeah, we can start strapping stuff in. Behind us. Watch the monorail going up. That's where we're going to go catch it. busy. Did you see the bus? Too bad. Beat most of the crowds out. Really would have been worse if we had stuck around. Go ahead, Dad. Evening.
Oh, I'm tired of sitting.
Trade ya. Sit in the middle. Come sit here. Well, everybody's we're just ahead. The fireworks are about to start.
So it's either the people leaving from Epcot, the fireworks are just over there, or the people going to be leaving from
studios.
Thank you.
see and then long and yearn. About the time we pull away, the fireworks are going to start. It's almost 10. It's 9:59. Fireworks start at 10.
They turn the lights off.
Remember that beach we walked out to? That was where we were thinking of watching the fireworks from. Problem is, after we finished with the fireworks, we'd have to either take a train clear back to here to take this bus back, and we would have been with the entire group coming out, going for the, leaving for the fireworks, or we would have had to take the bus from that resort over to the studios and then take the boat that we walked over back to the hotel. So we were like, you know what, it's just going to be too difficult to be able to watch it, to try and work it out.
Not just watching, it's marching.
Well, and Susie's pretty much done.
Susie was loving the fireworks, though, that you could see of Epcot. They're like, oh, well. But everybody's just too tired. It's not worth pushing at all. Grandma's right here. Can you see her?
Grandma, wave at Susie.
Can you wave at Susie?
Hi, Susie.
She wants to know.
What's that? You want a book? Not right now. She wants a book.
We're almost to the car.
Walt Disney World Transportation System. We hope you enjoyed your day here at the Magic Kingdom. We're on our way to Disney's Boardwalk Resort with continuing service to the Walt Disney World Dolphin and the Walt Disney World Swan Hotel. For your safety and the safety of others, please remain seated while the motor coach is in motion. If you're standing, we encourage you to use the handrails above or to the side and remain clear of the doors and stairwells. We also ask that you refrain from eating, drinking, and smoking while on board the motor coach. And now, we invite you to relax and enjoy the ride. Thank you.
Bridges, you can kind of see it. When Ma lived there, we would go back to her place.
No, not late at night like that.
But we did at least once.
I don't think so.
So, would you just spend the one day in Disney, or did you spend more than one day?
No, we might come back for another, not the consecutive days.
We spent the day back at the beach.
Great.
We did do a consecutive day trip back in mid-80s.
Yeah.
With Casey and Coley. They came down that one time.
Oh.
But other than that, and that was back and forth from the beach. But other than that, it was always just pretty much one day. I came down with a friend in college, and we stayed at Ma's house in downtown Tampa.
Yeah.
It was Ma and Pa's place, but just after Pa had died, did that. We went back and forth. Yeah. We went back and forth for like 4 or 5 days over spring break.
Where are we?
Oh, we're out.
Parking lot. Yep, that would be the fireworks right through there. Susie, can you see through there?
No.
If we could get back on a bus.
Yeah. We should have sat on the other side. Except we really couldn't get our backs to it then, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work too good.
Tracy and I were talking, what we really should have done is just bit the bullet and parked at Epcot and then just transported from there.
We would have been
at a monorail station that we could have just gotten off at.
Oh, it would have just been more expensive.
It would have been more expensive.
$4 more for the park?
7 months.
You could have stayed in the car, been in the car, watched the fireworks.
Yeah.
To make maps and they come up for Derby because they're not going to be able to do July if they're doing early mid June.
Yes.
If they come with thunder, we can all go.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, the bus doesn't even stop.
No. We're going straight to the hotels.
No, there was something.
There's another hotel.
There's
three hotels.
Assuming they stop at Boardwalk first, since we stopped at the Swan and then the Dolphins.
I can't see anything through the trees. A little bit of something. Yeah. There you go, Mom. Through the trees behind you. Point so she can see what you want. Little baby.
baby in the mommy's arms. She's sleeping. Can Susie lay down and go to sleep? No.
There's no point. I'm going to sleep right now anyway. We better go potty as soon as we get back to this one. And honestly, if you guys might want to go get the car, I'll take her in. Take her pajamas out of the diaper.
It's all in the diaper bag, yeah.
Never go potty. I don't know.
Maybe mom could go with you and help you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Then I'll take the two dads and we'll go get the car. Susie, do not swing at mommy. I really can't,
no.
Susie. I can't
Susie,
sit back.
I cannot sit back right now.
I'm sorry. I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm sorry.
You okay?
I'm stiff. Stupid light.
I don't look very stupid right now. Of course, we're flying, but you never get out.
Epcot's empty. Dinner tonight. Did you eat macaroni and cheese and some corn? Then who stopped by and tapped you on the shoulder? Who came by and said hello to you?
I go see Goofy.
Did you go see Goofy and who else?
And Pluto,
yeah. Did you have fun with them? Yeah. You had a Mickey Mouse on your shirt?
Yes.
Lost that zipper again?
Yep.
Cookies?
Yes.
Yeah.
And some yogurt. And more cookies.
Blueberries, actually. You ate some blueberries. And you saw Pluto. Just as many. I'm sorry.
The blankets on my lap.
You want to put the blankets on my lap?
No.
You going to stand up?
Daddy.
No, Daddy can't hold you right now, sweetheart.
Daddy's holding your stroller.
I got to hold your stroller, please.
No, It's okay. You need that and the stroller.
Well, they don't take any space. They're not. Just stack them on top. Lost all three grandparents.
Grandma's tired.
lost Grandpa. Hey, Daddy.
We lost all three of you for a little while there.
That never went under. I was resting my eyes.
Says.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Disney's Boardwalk Resort. Please collect your belongings, watch your head and step as you disembark, and take small children by the hand. Thanks for riding with us, and welcome home.
So, we don't get out here, right?
No.
Is it quicker to get out here and walk?
They're going to go straight to the next one, which is ours. Woo! Sit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, folks, people gotta get out before you get in. That's
right, you don't come out the end. They're going the out, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry, you okay? Not yet. Closing until 3 a.m. if you're staying in the resorts. Mom, we were thinking that if you would help Tracy with the diaper bag, the two of y'all can go be changing Susie while the three of us go get the car and bring it up front.
Oh, sure.
Please remain seated while the motor coach is in motion. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrail.
She's pointing at you, too. Got the spike right there.
One more.
I would think
take it with us.
And can I have a sticker?
Not right now.
And can I have a sticker, please?
After you get changed, okay? Susie, be gentle. Susie, do you need a spanking? Susie.
Take small children by the hand. Thanks for riding with us and welcome home.
It's a phone.
So where is the, who has the bag?
My dad. It's right next to you. They're going to take Susie and change her. We're gonna slip out.
Yeah, no problem.
1 minute. One more.
Oh, you dropped some.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Everyone, and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System. We're on our way to Disney's Hollywood Studios. For your safety and the safety of others, please remain seated while the motor coach is in motion. If you're standing, we encourage you to use the handrails above or to the side and remain clear of the doors and stairwells. We also ask that you refrain from eating, drinking, and smoking while on board the motor coach. And now, we invite you to relax and enjoy the ride. Thank you.
welcome to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Return service to your resort hotel is available at this station. Be sure to ask your driver for the exact location. Motor coaches depart approximately every 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings. Watch your head and step as you disembark. Take small children by the hand and follow the walkway to the main entrance. As you approach the entrance, please keep your party together and have your tickets ready. Thanks for riding with us and have a picture-perfect day here at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
How's it going?
Thank you. There goes the monorail. Looks like you can take that around.
Ooh, good. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Is it running?
I just saw it go by.
Oh, sweet.
And it runs pretty often?
About every 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Are those ropes? Is he going to take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom?
You're on the other side of the lake, basically.
Oh, I see.
You're over here where you can take the monorail to Epcot, the ferry boat across, or the monorail around. Fireworks off too.
What'd you say?
The fireworks are going.
Oh, the fireworks are going. You haven't seen the fireworks.
Yeah, I started at 10.
Oh, look, past 2 the fireworks.
They apparently are going late.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see the electrical street parade again.
See the one night?
The electrical street parade.
Yeah, but that's what we might see now. Did you see the electric parade?
I have seen it, yes, and I love it.
Close up, it's really cold.
I heard you say you like ice cream. My favorite spot, and what I like to do when I watch the parade, go back to Sleepy Hollow. It's right there by Liberty Square.
Okay.
They make an ice cream sandwich with fresh made cookies and a chunk of vanilla ice cream. And it's warm cookies with vanilla ice cream. Really good. Sleepy Hollow. They also do candy corn and stuff like that too. They might be.
Okay, thanks again.
Good luck.
As always, thanks Joey for the request, and thank you to all those who liked or commented on this memory. If you'd like to read more of these comments, check out our social media sites and feel free to leave your favorite memories there for others to see as well. As always, Joey, thank you for your request, and thank you to all of those who liked or commented on this memory. If you'd like to read more of these comments, check out our blog and social media sites and feel free to leave your favorite memories there as well for others to see. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback on the show, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr, and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click that donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it? Great!